When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Go to Five Reasons YouTube and subscribe to get all of our streams. That's on the Heat, but also the other South Florida sports. Alex Dono hosts a show daily at noon. I host a show every Tuesday and Wednesday called Starting Nine, and that is at 9 o'clock. FiveReasonsSports.com. Spell that one out for no paywall South Florida sports content. Why would you pay when you're getting better analysis from us? Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. This is the time to do this. If you haven't done it yet, go to prizepicks.com. Use the code FIVE. That's FIVE. You will get your bonus matched if you do that. And you can do it not just on NFL, although of course that's what most people are signing up for right now, but also MLB, NASCAR, golf, anything. You can play at Prize Picks. They've added a bunch of new features there that you can check out. The app is basically brand new, but it's just as easy to use, even easier to use. And again, you can go all in, play the power play, play the flex play. If you just want to hedge it a little bit, just deposit $20 and give it a shot. Go to prizepicks.com. This is our partner for daily fantasy, but make sure you're using that code FIVE. When NBA season starts, we're going to be doing Prize Pick shows all the time here on Five on the Floor. One warning before today's special episode, hide the kids' ears a little bit. You can also catch this one on YouTube. And now, Michael Rapaport.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. If you are watching this on YouTube, this is the first you're seeing of it. If it's on the podcast, this is the second time that you've heard my voice. I have no co-host today. No Greg Sylvander, no Alex Toledo. They'll be back with me next week. But I do have a special guest here. Today's floor plan. We're going to talk to Michael Rapaport, comedian, actor, basketball fan who's diversifying his NBA interests. We're going to talk about that a little bit. I want to see if he's still diversifying. If you're watching it on YouTube, you can see the shirt. He's got the Knicks shirt. And there's some guy, Patrick's in the middle, Jeff Van Gundy, Allen Houston, a name that Heat fans don't want to hear about, and Latrell Sprewell, of course. So I decided to wear our old school Heat shirt today, which you can get at FiveReasonsSports.com, with the names Timmy and PJ and Zoe and Dan. I don't know why we didn't do Thunder on it, but anyway, that's what we decided to do. And the guys from that era. I want to start here, though. You're going to be down here in Miami. We're going to talk a little bit about your feelings about Miami. I feel like you posted something about the Miami airport, which is the worst airport in the country. I saw that come up on a search. Rate Miami as a city in terms of cities that you like to visit and cities that you would live in.
To be honest with you, I love Miami. I would love to be able to spend more time down there. I love Miami. I love the culture. I love the food. I love the beaches. I love the weather. You know, I haven't spent you know, long chunks of period down there, long chunks of period of time down there. But I love it. You know, me and my wife, you know, we're coming down there a week early before my shows at the Miami Improv. We were just there in July, and, you know, we'll be back before the end of the year. Like, we love Miami. You know, as a New York Jew, you know, all New York City Jews love Miami and have had have relatives down there or cousins or, you know, timeshares or something in Miami, especially if you're my age, Miami Beach, Collins Avenue. When I went back to Collins Avenue a few years ago, I intrinsically knew I had been there as a child. And I asked my father, I was like, where did your parents live? And he was like, I was like five blocks away. Like I knew I had been there. So I love Miami. Like, I really, truly love the city. I would love to get to know more, you know, the details of it, because I'm still very much a tourist when I'm down there visiting. But I have nothing but love for Miami. I love, you know, the sports culture. You know, as a kid also, you know, obviously, you know, when you're 7, 8 years old, your favorite helmet has, you know, has nothing to do with really knowing the teams. You know, so I had gotten a Miami Dolphins helmet. I'm a New Yorker. But let's cut the bullshit. When it gets to as a grown up, you know, and basketball, Ronnie Cycli went to Syracuse with my guy, Dwayne the Pearl Washington. You know, that's when things became serious business. And then when you guys became a formidable team against my New York Knicks, there was no love. There was no love. There was no. There was nothing but hate, disdain, and it was challenging because Tim Hardaway was one of my favorite players because also his crossover, which was also inspired by the great Dwayne the Pearl Washington. He'll be the first to tell you that. But you know, with the Pat Riley, Jeff Van Gundy, Alonzo Mourning, you know, Thunder Dan, and the whole PJ, you know, and I would love one of those t-shirts. I would love to rock it on stage when I perform at the Miami Improv. But, you know, that time, you know, those rivalries, the NBA was different. The rules were different. There was still an innocence about it. You know, you had to watch the games. You couldn't stream the games. You couldn't, you know, just look at highlights. You couldn't, you know, be a casual fan. You either watched basketball or you didn't watch basketball at that time. You know, I feel like so many people now in all sports, but specifically, you know, we're talking basketball, but you know, you don't have to watch the games. You can watch a highlight. You get like, it's like the Cliff Notes. You could be a rabid Cliff Note fan of a sport now without really investing in the games and in the drama and in the emotions and, you know, watching the commercials and can't waiting to come back, you know, when there's 14.3 seconds on the clock to find out, you know, what the fuck is going to happen. And, you know, one of the great things about that time and, you know, and sports is, you know, you remember the wins and you also remember the losses, you know, matter who you were rooting for, because you invested the time, you invested the day, you planned your day around it. And if you missed the first quarter, you ran home to watch, you know, the rest of the game. You know, it was a different time to be a sports fan. So I was in my 20s throughout those you know, in the 90s, and it was great. You know, I think we could agree we all hated and continue to hate Reggie Miller. I hated that motherfucker. I was so triggered by that motherfucker watching The Last Dance. And I've met Reggie. I've played in these celebrity all-star games with him, but I came to terms watching that Last Dance. I don't like him. I'll never like him. He'll never like me. He'll never like New York Knicks fans. I'm sure he feels the same way about Miami Heat fans. And I think it's fine. You know, I mean, he's an Indiana Pacer for life. I respect him. He was great, but fuck him and the Indiana Pacers. And I really came to terms with it watching Last Dance. I was like, I'm never going to try to like Reggie Miller, even though he's finished playing. If I see him, I'm not even going to say hello to him anymore. Like, fuck him. Like, he did so much damage to my soul as a Knicks fan, as did your fucking Miami Heat dragging around trying to kill my guy Jeff Van Gundy when he's innocently trying to break up a fight. That fucking goon, Alonzo Mourning, He could have killed my guy, Jeff Van Gundy.
All right, so let me cycle back on a couple of things because we are going to talk a bunch of Heat Knicks. That's one of the things I want to do with you. But a couple of things I want to just introduce here before we do. First, I'm also a New York Jew, and we're 2 years apart. I think you're 2 years older than me, so it's the same reference. I just moved down here a lot sooner. You'll be down here eventually because all of you are eventually. That's sort of how this works. But I fled to Fort Lauderdale, not to Miami. So that's the other thing
how
about
this. How far away is Fort Lauderdale, like in a drive?
I would say a few galaxies. It's actually about 30 miles, but it depends on what day of the week and what time of the week you hit the traffic. I will just say that a little bit different up here, but still the same, still root for the Heat. But I did want to mention the shows that Michael's going to be doing here. And then we're going to cycle back into the Heat Knicks conversation. And of course, all, you know, saying basically fuck you to Reggie Miller. 17th, 18th and 19th at the Miami Improv, 5 shows in 3 nights. MichaelRapaportComedy.com is where you can find it. Shows are actually, I believe, in Doral. But again, it's all the same thing down here, Michael. 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Miami Improv. 5 shows, 3 nights. And also, of course, Michael is part of the cast of Atypical on Netflix. And this is, I know you've been in a bunch of movies. You've been in Friends. My favorite was Beautiful Girls. I cannot believe it's been 25 years. You know, and I'm a Jack and Coke. I'm a Jack and Coke drinker. So
got you.
Your opening line on that is appropriate. I'm not going to make you say it, but let's get back into the Heat and Knicks conversation because I covered those series. That was actually the first team that I covered full time was the 90, starting with the 96-97 Heat. And so right after Riley came That's down cool. here, and so before I'm old. Okay. And you know, I was at the Garden for Anthony Carter's shot going off the backboard and PJ and Charlie Ward and all that. I want to go through some specific moments with you and how you sort of, you know, perceive them. But first, let me ask you this question. If Pat Riley doesn't leave the Knicks, if the facts, Dave Checkitz, all the stuff that went on at that time, and he turned it over to Jeff, and Jeff got him to a finals. He got him to 1 finals, but then obviously Don Nelson kind of fell apart. If he doesn't leave the Knicks, do the Knicks win championships?
You know, it's such a hard question to answer. You know, yeah, no, who the fuck knows? You know, I really feel like the destiny of the Knicks is the destiny of the Knicks. You know, where we are today, you can't break it. You can't, you know, I have to say no. Yes. Who knows who, you know, those games are so I could, who knows, you know, he was a great coach. If Twitter had been around when he left the Knicks, I would have fucking went insane on him the way he left the Knicks. It was a betrayal. Him and his fucking slicked back hair and his fucking custom made suits and his beautiful tan and his face and everything. And he was so much of a New York kind of guy. You know, you guys know how tough he is and how crazy he is as a coach. And, you know, we didn't really know all the behind the scenes stuff because you saw the persona and the, you know, the Showtime Lakers, but he was such a New York guy. And he formed the thing about those New York teams, why we still love them so much, is they truly represented the personalities mm-hmm. of New York. Mm-hmm. You know, New York at its core, not the Sex in the City in New York, not the stuff that you see, you know, the Soho, you know, shopping, the core of New Yorkers, the people that ride the buses, the trains, the delivery men, the garbage men, the firemen, are hardworking, tough, gritty, everyday people. You know, there's a percentage of people that are super rich and elite in Manhattan, just like there's a percentage of people that are super rich and elite in Florida and particularly in Miami. But that team and these guys on this shirt were a bunch of fucking lunatics. And that's why they resonated with the fans so much. So whether or not we would have won the championship, who knows? We're still talking about those teams because we never won a championship. Mm-hmm. You know, we never won a championship, but that team resonates. Charles Oakley, Patrick, John Starks, because there was no glitz, there was no glam. Anthony Mason, it was just hardworking, tough, overachieving, get every single ounce out of what we have guys.
But that's the thing, Michael.
You guys won championships. Mm-hmm. You got multiple championships with two eras of, you know, champions. And mm-hmm. we still sitting here with our dicks in our hands and fucking wearing T-shirts, bragging about fucking Eastern Conference Finals. I'm wearing a T-shirt that's talking about the Eastern Conference Final champions. That's pathetic.
Yeah, the Heat don't hang banners for that anymore. Actually, Michael, it's worse than that. You guys, and we're going to talk about the current team, but I want to go back to that team too, because I do think there are similarities to what Riley built in Miami and New York. Because when you mention the glitz, the glamour, Pat built a hardworking, it's a culture down here, the same way you did in New York. And Miami is not what people think it is. It's not South Beach.
Right.
It's three blocks right. from the arena where people are trying to work three jobs to make ends meet. And that always bothered me right. when LeBron went back to Cleveland. He's going back to hardworking people. There are hardworking people in Miami and every other city. But the point is about it. When you look at like last year, and I know you said you were frustrated with the Heat, the Knicks. I saw an interview that you did. It seems like Tibbs at least has gotten back some of that type of culture, but it is kind of embarrassing, Michael. I will say that when the team won one home playoff game against Atlanta, that they threw a parade outside the Sbarro right outside MSG. No?
100%. These are children, though. These are kids. These are not, you know, those people that threw the, listen, they're all New Yorkers and I love them all, but the ones that are out there celebrating outside Sbarro, they didn't go through this.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents went through this. So they could be out there celebrating and doing their shit for Instagram. They didn't go through the fucking heartbreak. They didn't go through the last 20 years of shit, you know? So they're real fans, but they haven't experienced the disappointment that we've experienced. So I wasn't celebrating. I would never celebrate one playoff win. I wouldn't celebrate a series win. It's championship or nothing. So yeah, I wasn't, you know, they brought out the best of Trae Young. They started talking shit to Trae Young before he earned it. This is this millennial shit. You got to earn Reggie Miller for as much as I hate him. He earned that hate.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just start with Trae Young before the game starts. Let him earn it. Let him fucking earn like a nickname. Let him earn Chance. You know, they were sending Chance, you know, what they're going to call him before the game. I'm like, the fuck, man. Like, let it happen organically. Let it happen, you know, by him breaking our heart. Don't just start, you know, with that stuff. So it's just a different time for fans. And, you know, young kids are going to, you know, process it the way they process it. But, yeah, I was not excited about one win, and I wasn't proud of a parade and a celebration after one playoff win. It's sad. It's pathetic. And it just shows how low our standards have gotten as New York Knicks fans. We're beaten down. We're beaten animals. We are animals that are beaten. That being said, I think, you know, we're on our way to developing some, who the fuck, on our way, building a culture, blah, 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 blah. It takes a long time to build a culture.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. All right. We're going to take a quick break here on the podcast side. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about the show that Michael's going to be doing, the shows Michael's going to be doing down here, and also do some rapid fire with some of his NBA thoughts. We come right back.
We'll get back to our episode in a second. Before we do, though, we know we've got a lot of business owners that listen to Five on the Floor. So we've got two great sponsors I want to introduce you to right here. Okay. One of them, if you need IT, you've got to go to cpt-florida.com. That's cpt-florida.com. Reach out to TJ. Let him help you. He's got this great promotion, 25% off cloud phone service, including free phones and the first 2 months of service free. You want to deal with an owner, not a sales rep. That's why I keep mentioning TJ here. Again, go to cpt-florida.com. If you want to write down the phone number, here it is. If you're still old school, 954-966-2766. That's 954-966-2766. But go to cpt-florida.com. CPT has been helping small and medium businesses in our area get the technology they need when they need IT. So here's how you do it. Again, cpt-florida.com. And if you're a small or medium business, you're probably going back to trade shows now, right? But you may not have your entire staff. You need somebody to help you. So we've got another business based down here. This one right here on Las Olas, everythingtradeshows.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's everythingtradeshows.com. Reach out to Chris and his team. The number 954-791-8882. And they've got a great promotion. And again, they can handle all 50 states, not just here in Fort Lauderdale, but you can schedule a free consultation. But if you mention Five Reasons, you'll also get a free booth rendering. They'll show you exactly how it's going to look, and they handle everything for you. All the logistics, the booth, the graphics, the furniture, the flooring, even some tips to get you noticed. So these are the two places we're recommending: cpt-florida.com, everythingtradeshows.com. And now back to the episode.
All right, right back here on Five on the Floor. If on the YouTube side, you didn't have to wait very long. Again, the shows are down here at the Miami Improv. Five shows, three nights. You can go to michaelrappaportcomedy.com, 17th, 18th, and 19th. That's coming up next weekend here in September. So come check it out. And I might drop a couple of these shirts off just or throw them on stage at him or something. Or maybe Pat wants to stop by. It's not that if Pat's in town, he's probably in the south of France right now. But if he's in town, maybe he can stop by Doral and throw them to you.
Love that. Can I tell you a Patrick? Can I tell you a Pat a Pat Riley story? And I think it was 90. You'd have to help me with the date, but when Anthony Mason was a Miami Heat player,
2000.
Was it 2000?
Yeah, Mace was with the Heat for 2000, 2001, and made the All-Star team. Actually, that was the year that Zoe got sick. Mace started the whole year and Zoe came back at the end of the year and Mace got upset about it, basically, is what happened. And then, of course, may he rest in peace. But he had a great year that year for Miami. But it was 2000, 2001.
Okay. So I was down there. They were playing the Utah. And Karl Malone was playing. And he was still playing the Jazz, right?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, because I was talking shit to Karl Malone, and I hated fucking Karl Malone, not as much as I hated Reggie Miller, and I loved Mace. You know, it was weird to say I had gotten, you know, like courtside seats, some sort of NBA hookup. It was dope, and I was right there, and I was like, you know, Karl Malone was like fucking throwing elbows and all that shit, and you know, and I was like, do that shit to Mace. You're not gonna do that shit to Mace, you fucking bully. You know, I was going fucking nuts. And Pat Riley like looked over me one point. Anyway, he got in touch with my manager. He invited me to dinner two nights later. I had wound up leaving, but I was like, I felt like I earned that because I was like, fuck you. You know, I wasn't saying fuck you, but I was like, do that shit to Mace. You fucking bully. You fucking throw an elbow at Mace. See what happens. Because I couldn't stand Karl Malone because I always thought he was a dirty player.
Well, that's, you know, it's great. Well, first thing, I've covered Pat for 25 years. He's never invited me to dinner. So congratulations on that, Michael.
I know. Even though I never went, I thought it was dope.
That is pretty dope. I will say that. But additionally, Mace represents, though, again, that kind of culture that Riley brought to New York and brought here. These guys under the rate, we made, you know, Bruce Bowen a player. A lot of these guys over the years who become, I mean, now even with the Heat with Duncan Robinson and some others who just unheralded type guys. But I want to go through some of these real rapid fire here, some of those quick moments from those series, because everybody remembers. I think actually there's a book that just came out. My friend Chris Herrings wrote a book that's going to be out soon about those Knicks teams, which I definitely want to check out. But a few things. The Allen Houston shot, your memory of it.
I was watching it in this apartment with my father. I believe it was a Sunday or a Saturday. I think it was a Sunday. And, we fucking got you. We fucking got you. We got you.
Should Mashburn have
got you?
Should Mashburn have taken the shot? You got to remember that one. The one he passed off to Weatherspoon at the end?
Yeah. He should have taken the shot. Yes, he should have taken the shot. And I love Jamal Mashburn, too, New York guy.
And a guy who, by the way, has done much better after basketball than he ever did in basketball. He owns pretty much every chain restaurant in America Jamal Mashburn owns these days. It's amazing. He used to carry a briefcase to the locker room. Like he was he liked basketball and he was a great basketball player, but he was thinking post-career all the time.
Good for him.
He's done really, really well for himself. Charlie Ward and PJ Brown, to me, still the most unlikely fight in NBA history based on who the two guys were.
Fucking goon. PJ Brown.
I will not let you do that. Nicest guy ever.
Fucking goon. You nicest guy. He was a fucking goon. He fucking body slammed my guy. This ain't WWE. What the fuck are you doing, man?
He went after his legs, Michael. He went after his legs.
He could have fucking maimed this guy. Heisman Award, a winner. Could have killed him. Could have fucking killed him, that goon. Nicest guy ever. Says who? I never saw him to be nice with that fucking scowl. And he always had a good haircut and a nice shape up. He was a goddamn goon.
All right. I don't know if I can let that one stand because I love PJ. One of the best all time.
Give it to me. Give me your thing. Give me your thing. Give me your insider thing on PJ.
No, just like, honestly, I've done this for 25 years. One of the five nicest guys I've ever covered. That's why, off the court.
Well,
because he had that Heat culture in him, Michael. Like he learned it from Zoe. All right. Let me ask you this. Riley had this philosophy that you should not fraternize with the enemy ever. And it used to bother him that Zoe and Patrick were so close and they would go to dinner during playoff series and all the rest of it. It sounds to me like you are old school in that way. Like you do not 100%. Pick guys up the court. You believe in the Riley philosophy.
100%. 150%. No dinners. We could go to dinners in the summer. I know they had their Georgetown connection and obviously, everybody loves that. No dinners during the playoffs, no handshaking, no picking them up. I don't care if it's your brother. I don't care if it's your cousin, your ex, your ex-teammates. I don't care if you grew up together, your next door neighbor. You don't pick them up. And if they're trying to get up in front of you, you push them back down. I respect it. And I agree with Pat Riley on that 100%. I wish there was more of that in the NBA now, but these guys, they all grew up together. They're fucking doing handshakes. They're secret handshakes when their opponents laughing, giggling. They do business deals together. They do their own podcasts with each other. Do that shit at the end of your career. Don't do that shit now. At least give us the illusion that you like each other. Like Draymond Green, he blew it for the Warriors by calling LeBron James a bitch and blew it for the Warriors by, the Phantom kicking the dick. And now he's like, they're like fucking best friends with it. Like, it's like ridiculous.
They're both clutch now. They got the same agency, Michael. They got to. They have no choice.
Ridiculous.
The agents run the league. All right. One last rapid fire. I've only got three questions for him right after this break on the podcast side.
We'll get back to Michael Rappaport again. Before we do, I want to tell you about two more sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. These both have codes, so make sure you write down the codes. The first one, if you need CBD, we direct everybody to Therapist Preferred. Go to therapistpreferred.com, use the code 5 Reasons, that's the number 5, and then Reasons, you'll get 25% off your order. That's right, 25% off your order and free shipping to get it out to you quickly. They've got everything there, whether you want the gummies, the tincture, the sports cream. This can help you with recovery. I use them for sleep. I prefer the strawberry lemonade. We've just circulated this to some in our group, and now everybody's just ordering them. So go to therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5REASONS. Now, if you've got some needs below the belt, need to take care of some things there, go to manscaped.com. The code there is 5RSN. That's 5RSN. Not only get the shavers there, but you can also get the cologne. So make sure you check it out, manscaped.com. Use the code 5RSN. I am legally obligated to say this. Your balls and your body will thank you. And now, back to Michael Rappaport.
All right, back with Michael Rappaport here again, one more time. Miami Improv, 5 shows in 3 nights, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Go to michaelrappaportcomedy.com. Of course, that's R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, or follow him at I Am Rappaport on Twitter as well. First question here, the greatest player in NBA history is?
Michael Jordan.
Never be another? There's nothing anybody currently, LeBron or anyone else, could do to change your opinion.
I mean, LeBron is ridiculous. He's incredible. He's incredible, but he's not Michael Jordan. And I don't want to deep dive with you on the Miami Heels. I fucking hated that team too. And he left you guys at the altar after you guys got dismantled by Tony Parker and those guys. He boom left. I mean, I'm sure you don't. What is Miami's sort of take on LeBron? Do you love him? Do you appreciate the time? Do you feel used by him? Do you feel like he used you guys?
I have a different personal view for covering him for 4 years and then 1 year in Cleveland. But I can say that the city, I think, felt spurned for a long time, in part because they took their lead from Pat. Pat was angry about it. I did an interview in his office where he kind of revealed a bunch of things I wasn't expecting him to reveal that went viral about his sort of anger about the situation. And I don't think that anger cooled for a long time. And so I think people were frustrated about this, Michael, that when LeBron came down here, Miami against the world, that the fans down here backed him in every conceivable way when I thought he was unfairly criticized. And a lot of people did for the way that things went down and everything else and some of the pressures and the decision and all that. And they backed him against all of the gates and all of the other stuff, the bump gate, the everything else that happened. And so their thing was he was theirs, but he never really was, whereas Dwayne was theirs. Dwayne came back. Udonis will always be theirs.
Because he had to leave. He should have gotten his money. He had to leave. He's Dwayne Wade. And then he came back and he had that great game. Right. Dwayne Wade is Miami. He's Miami Heat. I'm glad that makes sense. Cause I fucking, well, I mean, that's a whole other podcast, but what he did changed the landscape of the NBA. Mm-hmm. And I fucking hated that team as much as I've ever hated any team, like the fucking New England Patriots, as being a Giants fan.
Why do you hate them more than you hated this? Like the Celtics. Okay. The Celtics did it before them though. They did it in 08 and they put that.
They weren't in their full primes. They were, it was like their late third quarter, fourth quarters of their career. So it just wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. They weren't in their true blue primes. And I just didn't like it. I did not like it. And the ramifications are still being felt around the NBA from it. So that's how I feel. I feel like that Boston Celtic team, they sort of earned the right to do that because they had given it their all. Garnett, he had to leave Minnesota.
Right. Well, he had to be convinced to. Right. He had to be convinced to. And then, of course, Kevin McHale gifted it to his old friend Danny Ainge and, for Al Jefferson. And we know how that went.
Right.
I will say this. One thing that people don't know about the Big Three team, unless you were down here, one of the most intelligent teams in NBA history that never got talked about. But I know you don't care. But I'm just saying.
No, they were great. Incredible defensively. They were tough-minded too.
They went through a lot of shit and to get past.
They were sick. But for him to leave after a loss, I thought was like, the fuck, man.
He had made his mind up. I will say that he had made his mind up. And I think the frustration was that the Heat didn't feel like they knew, but he did. And I think that's kind of what happened and some stuff on the way of the dragon. I have personal feelings about LeBron that are very positive from covering him. the way that situation was handled, not the best. Second of the three questions here, because it seems like this is the kind of player you would like. You would want Jimmy Butler on your team, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Jimmy Butler fan. He's dope. He's great. He's, you know, everything. He's a Pat Riley guy, although, you know, I could see why Pat Riley's in love with him. And you know, I mean, what they did in that finals, you know, I was rooting for them to beat LeBron. I was rooting. You know, obviously they had shocked the world making it to those finals. And, you know, they were game. And, you know, I don't know what exactly – you know, why you guys weren't able to, you know, come back.
Well, half the team was hurt, Michael, the heart of that. I mean, Bam missed time and Dragic missed time, although they might have had a puncher's chance. I still believe they would have had a puncher's chance.
No, I mean, last season, where did you go?
No, we're right here. Oh, sorry. I got you.
Last season. But, you know, Jimmy Butler. How could you not like Jimmy Butler? I mean, he's a throwback player, new generation talent, and he's a dope player. What's the vibe on Tyler Hero right now?
I think it's better. I think that Tyler suffered from things going too well too quickly, and you know, a little of the stuff that comes with that. And I think that so the fans went from sort of ecstatic about him to frustrated with him last season, even though, to be honest, he didn't have a bad year. He just didn't improve in some of the ways that they wanted him to improve. But if you saw him this week, they wanted him to get in the gym. That was the number one thing. And he clearly did that. So we'll see. I mean, he's 21, man. Like, people are on him down 21? Here for going to a concert. I don't understand it, you know?
God damn, he's only 21. Yeah, that's crazy.
He's 21. I mean, they're poised for a good future, I think, you know, and they got to try to win in Jimmy's window. All right, I got to get you to do this one time. I know you don't do lines on cue, but can you give me, before we hype the improv again and you tell people what you're going to be doing down there, can you give me some of the monologue from Beautiful Girls? Some of it?
A beautiful girl will make you dizzy like you've been drinking Jack and Coke all morning. What's the fucking line? You know, the gait of her walk, the smile of her something, it gives you hope and some other shit.
So,
and
I remember the last line. You got to remember the last line.
Give it to me.
It's hope in stiletto heels.
Hope in stiletto heels.
There you go.
Boom.
There you go.
I think that's kind of a good version. A beautiful girl will make you dizzy like you've been drinking Jack and Coke all morning and some other shit. And that's kind of the 25-year later version of it.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Tell people what you're going to be doing at the improv.
I'm performing three shows, 5 nights, disruptive comedy. You know, I've been, performing, doing stand-up comedy. The name of the tour is the Viral Load Tour. I talk about everything. I talk about my life. I talk, you know, politics. I talk, you know, social comedy. I talk sports, and the shows have been great. I'm very proud of, the stand-up comedy stuff, and I'm looking forward to performing again at the Miami Improv. And, you know, there's tickets available, MichaelRapportComedy.com, or you can go to Miami Improv. And like I said, I'll be down there early, getting a nice crisp tan. You can find me on the beaches wearing my banana hammock. I never show up without a banana hammock to Miami, and I can't wait to perform there and eat some great food. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If I had one meal...
Don't go to Prime 112.
No,
Everybody goes to Prime 112.
Fuck Prime 112. Fuck Prime 112. If you said while you're in Miami, just don't say what kind of food. I eat everything. If you say
get Cuban.
What's your favorite? From where?
I like some of the new wave play. I mean, the obvious answer is Versailles, but so you should probably do Versailles, but I mean, there's a lot of places down here that are like Cuban Japanese or Peruvian, it's that melding shit. Yeah. The fusion. So it's not just one thing anymore. All I'm going to say is, again, I like Prime 112. It is, everybody goes to Prime 112. It's like at this point,
I've been there.
I mean, it's good. It's good, but it's not.
What about a local spot? Hey, listen, if there, any of your fans have local spots,
if you want to come to Lauderdale, go. If you want, you're not going to come all the way to Lauderdale. If you came to Lauderdale, you got to go to Cafe Moderano. That's where you go. The original one on Oakland Park. That's the spot. They will take care of you at Moderano. That's the spot. Not the one at the Hard Rock. Not the one in Vegas. The one in Oakland Park.
Is it Cuban?
No, that's Italian. That's Italian.
All right, but it's good though.
It's good. Yeah, I mean, that's the one that you get the meatballs, you'll be fine. I mean, there's a bunch of spots in my there's a bunch of spots in Miami too, but I've become a Lauderdale guy. But yeah, you get off the drag a little bit. You don't need to be on Ocean or Washington or even Las Olas in Lauderdale. That you'll find other spots. Just ask the people; they'll find them for you.
Okay, cool. Well, if anybody has any suggestions, you could hit me on.
I'll post it on Twitter with the podcast. I will ask for places that out of the way places that Mr. Rappaport should hit when
local he's spot,
local spots,
local spots, local spots, local spots, anywhere in Miami. I'll hit them up do that.
All right, we'll do that. Michael, thank you. We appreciate you doing this. Check out the shows, Miami Improv, 5 shows, 3 nights. Try to get Riley to go to dinner with you when you're down here and say hi for me.
I would die. I would fucking die to have dinner with Pat Riley. I would lose my mind.
I think he's still mad that I said they couldn't win the 2006 title. Anyway, have a good one, Michael. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.